This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Spanish counterpart Pedro Sanchez will jointly inaugurate the Tata Aircraft Complex for the manufacturing of C-295 military aircraft in Vadodara today. This will be the first private sector final assembly line for military aircraft in India. Apart from Tata's leading defence public sector units, such as Bharat Electronics Limited and Bharat Dynamics Limited, as well as private, micro, small and medium enterprises will contribute to this programme. On reaching Vadodara, both the leaders will hold a roadshow and later hold delegation-level talks. The Tata Airbus project is India's first private sector aerospace project for military planes under Make in India initiative, which highlights the growing strategic defence ties between India and Spain. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will dedicate the gauge conversion of Bhuj-Nalia rail line to the nation today through video conferencing from Amreli in Gujarat. The 101.4-kilometre rail line project has been completed at a cost of around 1,100 crore rupees. Talking to Akashvani News Chief Public Relations Officer, Western Railway, Vineet Abhishek said that the project will provide cheaper transportation and boost economic activities in the Kutch region of Gujarat. It will boost tourism in run of Kutch and enhance employment opportunities. The Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 will be observed across the country from today to promote probity in public life and achieve a corruption-free society. The theme of the week is Culture of Integrity for Nation's Prosperity. It is observed to create a greater sensitivity about the need for ethics and transparency in governance and public administration. The observance of the week will commence with a pledge taking by public servants in the ministries, departments, PSUs, banks and all other organizations. During the week, several functions will be organized to create awareness against corrupt practices. Every year, Vigilance Awareness Week is observed in the week in which the birthday of Bharat Ratna Sardar Vallabhbhai Patel falls in. In anticipation of high passenger volumes during the upcoming Diwali and Chhath festivals, Northern Railway has implemented special crowd management and control measures at New Delhi Railway Station and Anand Vihar. A designated holding area has been set up at both the stations, equipped with additional ticket counters, automatic ticket vending machines, inquiry counters, catering services, drinking water and mobile toilets to enhance passenger convenience. Talking to media Himanshu Shekhar Upadhyay, CPRO Northern Railway said, Railway has segregated reserved and unreserved passengers at the entry level only. He said during this festive season, Railway has made several arrangements, learning from past experiences. The passengers have been advised to arrive at least 1 hour before the train's scheduled departure to avoid last-minute congestion and ensure a smooth boarding process. In a step towards spreading awareness about dyslexia, the Rashtrapati Bhavan, Parliament, India Gate and other government offices have been lit red. This happens every year in October, which is International Dyslexia Awareness Month. The campaign aims to raise awareness, reduce stigma and eliminate discrimination around the disease. To amplify the message of inclusion, the Walk for Dyslexia was also organized from Vijay Chowk to India Gate. This walk symbolizes collective action for Act for Dyslexia, emphasizing the need for equal opportunities and support for individuals with learning disabilities. At the Japan Para Badminton International 2024, India's star shuttler Sukan Kadam won a gold medal in men's singles and a silver medal in men's doubles alongside his partner Dinesh Rajaiya in Tokyo. In the singles final, Sukan faced off fellow Indian shuttler Tarun, dominating the match with a powerful 21-12-21-10 victory. In the doubles category, Sukan and Dinesh played against India's Umesh Vikram Kumar and Suryakant Yadav in a closely contested third set. Sukan and Dinesh ultimately secured the silver. In the women's cricket, New Zealand defeated India in the second one-day international by 76 runs at Ahmedabad yesterday. Batting first, New Zealand posted 259 for 9 in the stipulated 50 overs. And with that is the end of this news bulletin.